The bravest are surely those who have the clearest vision of what is before them, glory and danger alike, and yet notwithstanding, go out to meet it. The Remembrancer, Thucydides, pre-M0. Epilogue. Ulanor, Orbital. Candles flickered, wavering to the hull-dispersed drone of shield hits. The scent and the ethereal haze of incense swirled around the chamber, in and out, with the soft breath of the air cyclers. The small chapel of Alcazar Remembered was buried deep within the heart of the battle barge. Reliefs portraying the works of the Emperor and the Seventh Legion were sparse on the walls. A single unpainted statue of Rogel Dorn stood behind an altar, flanked by a pair of candelabra and an oil burner made of plain, simple brass. The last of the imperial fists lay in state. The chaplaincy serfs had done their best with the damage. His shattered torso had been oiled and bound and hidden under full honours. His relic plate had been reassembled and polished until it shone like gold in heaven. His eyes had been closed. The fist's exemplar no longer had a chaplain, but the mortals had risen to fill the void and excelled. Perhaps humanity could prosper without the Space Marines after all, as Corland had suggested they one day must. The space-time cocoon of a stasis field shimmered like a thermal blanket. It made it appear as though Corland was resting, but somehow it was easier to believe that he was dead. In the brief time that Thane had known him, he had never seen his Lord Commander rest. The chapel had space for 24 Adeptus Astartes, half that if they were in armour, as Thane was. Beaumont and Issachar stood beside him. The High Marshal was in almost as bad a shape as Corland. He seemed almost angered by that, each slow, deliberate breath coming hotter than the last. The Excoriator's armour bore no new scars, tasked with fleet command aboard punished, while Thane and Beaumont were engaged on the planet. Whether or not he was plagued by the same sense of dereliction as Thane, the ancient chapter master's face showed nothing. If he had been but a little quicker, if he had been able to re-establish contact with that gunship wing just 2 minutes earlier. It should have been Thane that had died, or Beaumont even, anyone but Corland. Thane returned to Corland's face. He leaned forward, ignoring the tightening stiffness that pulled on his side and made him want to wince. He looked deep into the set of the Imperial Fist's jaw. It was not reproach. "He looks peaceful."
"He looks angry," said Beaumont. "The Imperium is but half remade. The Emperor's vision, Vulcan's admonition, his work is unfinished."
Thane thought the words disingenuous, since none had protested Corlan's mission of revivification more sternly.
"When we return, I will stand before the Golden Throne and call a new crusade in his name."
"From whom?" said Issachar. "From where? And with what ships will you transport them? The Navy, the Mechanicus, the Inquisition? We run low on resources, brother."
Issachar looked down at Corland. The Excoriator was reserved where Beaumont was reckless, proud where Thane was modest. He was, it was at times easy to forget, more experienced and decorated in war than either of his junior brothers.
"We must fortify," he said, "and prepare for the inevitable. We will break the Orcs back over the walls of terror, just as our ancestors broke the arch traitor."
Issachar looked at Beaumont. Beaumont looked at Thane. Thane looked at them both.
His thoughts placed Verpal, Quarion, and Volkogon, and Euclideus too, if the Soul Drinker still lived, interchangeably in their place. He would not have the last wall repeat the mistakes of the High Lords before them. That would be an affront to Corlan's memory. Whatever power struggles were to follow, he wanted no part of them. He was a Fist exemplar above all else. There was not a system in his body that had not in some way been modified to serve him better in war, and through him, the Imperium. Always the Imperium. That sense of duty alone was the ambit of his ambition. It was something that perhaps only one of Oriax Dantalion's descendants could understand. Mankind was better. It deserved
better.